Dakota, if you still have an ear in there, have a good day, and all the best to you throughout the day. Yeah, like I say, I don't mean to be repetitive, but I looked at how, you know, 40 years ago, we're talking 40 years ago when my ex-wife and my sister-in-law were working the restaurant circuits compared to what, you know, things are now 40 years later. And Sean knows part of the reason why I don't join the breakfast is because of the issues I have with that restaurant and staff more than anything and above anything else. But it just... I used the ladies from my past as a model or as a guideline, a stepping stone, whatever you want to call it, in culture overall. And the tip, of course, is a part of it. You know, if I had the waitresses that I had 40 years ago today, I'd probably be tipping better than what I tip now. I mean, of course, there's, you know, cost and increase and everything else. I guess I'm just going to wrap up the subject by simply saying that for those two women in my past, they set the standard of how I tip today. And it covers everything from, you know, service, your orders, how they treat you. They know you by name if you're a regular and you're not called honey, sweetie, babe, or anything like that. I've come to this restaurant enough, you know my name, and get my order right. And it just got to the point for me that I can't do that anymore. And it's not just the one restaurant, it's any restaurant. If I'm a regular at a restaurant and they, you know, they still can't get my simple orders right, I'm done, and so on and so forth. So enough of that. Rick, over to you, sir.